Mark Critch is standing by, so you just have to get through Scott Reed overhyped and underplayed, and then you get Mark Critch. That's the introduction one of my dearest friends gets, overhyped and underplayed.
Overhyped.
Great jobs and opportunity.
In this election,
here's what I want to do.
Or underplayed.
I was just trying to get my early shot in before you can fire back. That's what I was doing there. That was a cheap shot.
I rise above such indignities. I have no intention of joining you in the greasy little reservoir there of cheap radio tricks. I want to start by saying that
when I go low, you go high. I knew
that. You know, you're not the first person to compare me to Michelle Obama. It's a widely recognized comparison.
Yeah,
but I just want to say that it is worth listening and waiting for Mark, because his new show is not at all overhyped. It's crackerjack. The cast alone is worth the price of admission, but it's killer. And so I hope people hang around and listen to it. But more importantly, I hope they tune into his show. I'm a big fan of his. And so I'm glad to hear he's coming up.
Roddy McDowell?
Unbelievable. Malcolm McDowell. Roddy McDowell played. Yeah, he was, you know, he was always running around with that fake monkey face going, "Oh, Caesar's mad." not Roddy McDowell.
Did I just call Malcolm McDowell Roddy McDowell?
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
And Malcolm McDowell, for our, just before we get to Critch, and Malcolm McDowell, for you and I, was probably the most famous little bit of the ultraviolence, which was, I thought, you know, Clockwork Orange was for our generation just a towering moment of evil. Amazing.
And I've now lived through the point in my life where I can introduce two, but not the younger two of my sons, but I've been able to introduce two of my sons to Clockwork Orange, and both of them are disturbed by my fascination by it. It doesn't necessarily seem to travel and traverse the generations.
Is that right? I haven't done that.
Yeah.
But a little bit of the old ultraviolence was, at the time, one of the most terrifying kind of generational IEDs I'd ever seen.
It's astonishing. I mean, the last beat on him, though, is that I can't ever really forgive him because he killed Kirk. He kills Kirk, and I can't abide that. You know, Kirk, nobody can defeat Kirk, not much less some like guy out of the blue we've never heard of before. It's like, oh yeah, I'm a mad scientist with a, you know, laser pistol. No, that is not how Kirk goes out.
Right. I just wanted our radio listeners across the country to know that we just took a weird hard turn down a wormhole of Star Trek there. And if you, by the way, for those of you who are not virgins and didn't understand that, that's fine. You've traded a healthy sex life for missing that reference from Scott, which is totally fine. And I think that's a totally fair trade-off. Wouldn't you say, Scott?
I think that's right. I can only speak for myself, but that absolutely measures my life perfectly.
Okay, can we get to the politics? My God, I love having you on. First of all, I miss you. Happy New Year. You're the greatest.
Such a happy New Year, isn't it? It's just a time of joy and special moments.
Yes, Scott and I have been gallivanting. We haven't seen each other. Like, this is a nightmare.
I don't know. How long? Quebec. Oh, no, we saw each other election night.
That's it. Quebec Premier François Legault. Here's what he said about the now famous, I don't know if this is A, policy, B, political wag the dog, C, trial balloon, but here it is.
The vaccine is the key to fight the virus. This is why we're looking for a health contribution for adults who refuse to be vaccinated for non-medical reasons. Those who refuse to receive their first dose in the coming weeks will have to pay a new health contribution.
Health contribution. That's the new word for a tax. It's a health contribution. What do you make of this, Scott, the principle of it and the politics of it?
I think it's bad, 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 man. And I mean, I think the politics of it, like most things in Quebec these days, it seems, plays well for Legault. But, you know, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Only Legault, as a kind of hegemonic strongman, you know, with, I think, real genuine tendencies toward authoritarianism, just sort of drunk on his majoritarian support, could contemplate such a thing. And look, I've lost friends during this pandemic over this issue of vax hesitancy and anti-vaxxing and all that stuff. So I'm a hard ass on this, but I am equally offended by this idea that we would move to this level, that we would say, well, we're going to tax you on this.
But why? What offends you by it? By the way, I spoke to Quebec government sources yesterday. They say this is, and I knew it would be, extremely popular. That doesn't mean it's a good law or a good idea, but they say it's going to work and it's helping Legault. What bothers you about it? Why is it?
Is it overhyped? And I think that's wrong. You know, it's like lots of things are popular, but when you have the responsibilities of office, you have to think about the broader health of the political community. And I guess what offends me about it is you say, look, we are going to use the power of the state to target those who don't conform to what we want. And I am all for stick and carrot when it comes to vaccination, but the idea of we're going to tax you, I just think it's an oppressive use of state tools. I think that it's a contradiction of our overall sense of community. I think it leads you into dangerous policy debates about who else and why else. I think it leads you into a place where you can say, well, then if we're going to tax them, then maybe we should start denying them health treatments. Like, I just don't like anything about it.
What about his promise to say to Trudeau?
Pot shots.
Okay, he said to Trudeau, we will not violate the universality. If they do, all the government can do if they violate the Canada Health Act is they can withhold funds. I understand that. But what did you make of Mr. Trudeau's response? And by the way, everyone, as usual, is giving Quebec wide berth. And to be fair to not only the prime minister, but the leaders of the opposition, there's not a lot of details on this thing. And they know how controversial it is. But what did you make of their response? I'll tell you what they haven't done. They haven't condemned it.
That's right. Everyone is mother scratching terrified of Legault and the overwhelming support he has in the province of Quebec in general terms, and particularly the absolute hammerlock he has on Francophone votes. And for all those, therefore, there's a lot of tiptoeing around it. You know, we see it on Bill 21. We see it on this issue. There's a lot of anxiety. Now, to be fair, Trudeau has at least condemned Bill 21. But, you know, like, I think we're in a situation where you go, this guy's testing us, eh? He's testing the tolerances of Confederation. He's testing the tolerances of liberal democratic values. And at some point, someone's going to have to step up and say, dude, don't take one more step because you're crossing the line and we're going to stop you. And I don't know what I mean by that. I don't know if that means we tie him to a chair, obviously. But I'm telling you, just because he's wildly popular and just because people want to go fishing in his vote pool doesn't mean that we can tolerate any action on this guy's part. I literally think almost everything from him these days is a flex. And, you know, why would we even have a separation debate anymore? He's acting as though he's an independent sovereign nation, that he leads an independent sovereign nation. And at some point we have to say, dude, there are some communal values.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Before I let you go, Prince Andrew has just returned his military affiliations and royal patronage to the Queen after his lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss the civil lawsuit. That is breaking news. Oh, boy.
Going down like a blind roof for that guy. It's bad, bad, bad.
Bad, bad, bad. The Duke is in trouble. Listen, I'm going to do a special you don't have to do this because I know you probably got a million things on the go. You're Scott Reed. But if you want to do the kind of talk show thing and just say, look, I'll spend the next 5 minutes billing a client for something in an overly a crazy way, but I'll hang out and sort of hang out with Mark Critch next for a couple minutes. You're welcome to do though, because you know, he's a great guy. If you want to just hang out and we'll just have as if we're all at the pub, we can do that.
I'm in.
We can talk about how we got Malcolm is it Roddy? No, I'm just kidding.
McDonough.
We'll talk about that. Malcolm McDowell. Okay. So Scott Reed's going to stick around. And we're going to bring in Mark Critch, son of a Critch, is coming next. And we'll have some laughs. Gosh, we need that. All right, all that's next. Scott and Critch.